Casey's head jerked straight up. Eyes glaring with hate, they locked on the smooth, tan, intelligent face before him.
"Good," continued the soft face. "Good, I see you do understand me."
At the Viet's side came another, harsher voice. Casey couldn't make out the words, but the tones were filled with urgency. The soft voice cut the other one short.
"Well, now."
He moved his eyes to examine the rank of his prisoner.
"Well, now, Sergeant, it seems that this is not your lucky day. My associate tells me that we have to move on rather quickly. Our scouts have spotted some of your people heading this way, and we're not prepared to greet them properly. From the look of your leg, it is obvious that you would only slow us down. I do wish that I had the time to visit with you in a more congenial manner. I am certain that we would find many things of mutual interest to discuss. But as they say, war is hell."
The voice laughed easily at the joke.
"Yes, war is hell. So prepare for your entry."
Colonel Ho Van Duyen of the People's Army of Liberation was sincere in his regret that they would not have an opportunity to get to know each other better. It was always satisfying for him to reduce his captives to mindless, whimpering creatures while proving his mastery over them. He sighed with regret. There were so few things that he really enjoyed, and it was difficult to pass up the opportunity to experience one of them, but then one can't have everything. From the edge of the clearing where the ambush had taken place came a cry from one of his Bodoy.
"There is another one alive!"
Colonel Tuyen turned his attention to this new offering. A young trooper, not yet 19, was dragged before him. He, like Romaine, was wounded. A red stain on his camouflage jacket and frothy, bloody bubbles from the mouth were evidence enough that the young man was suffering from a shrapnel wound in his chest. He, too, would not be worth taking. To Romaine, he directed his words.
"Oh, yes. This is indeed an unfortunate day for you and your comrade here. But even though we are in a bit of a hurry, I shouldn't deprive my own men of their small pleasures."
He turned to his men and signaled them to begin. 5 Viet Cong gathered in a circle around the young trooper who was just beginning to understand what was going to happen. To him it seemed impossible that only 3 weeks ago he had been with his girlfriend in Denver. Now he was in this nightmare place and something horrible was about to happen to him. He opened his mouth for a scream that never came. The butt of an AK-47 assault rifle crushed his jaw, driving broken bone splinters and teeth back into his throat. Arms raised around him as he was forced to his knees. Knives, machetes, and bayonets flashed in the afternoon sun as they rose and fell. The weapons dripped with the blood of the 19-year-old as the soldiers hacked him into pieces with practiced strokes, severing his arms at the shoulder, then severing the head from the neck as he knelt in front of them. Casey's eyes were fully focused now as he witnessed the butchering of the young man. There was nothing he could do. His good leg wouldn't even hold up his own weight. For the first time he spoke, his eyes unblinking, locked on the face of Ho Van Tien.
"You shouldn't have done that."
An impulse to laugh at the American's futile remark was stifled in Ho's throat as he found his eyes forced to move away from those of his captive. He felt as if the man he was about to have killed was memorizing every feature of his face. A cold chill of fear ran through him as the light-colored eyes looked at him as if he were already a dead man. His aide, Dai Uy Trung, urged him to get on with it. They had no time to waste. Ho shook off his fear. After all, he was in control here, and this man would...